AM Update News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, and it's 12:02. A Kwithlik man is safe after spending a night outside in sub-zero temperatures. 54-year-old Vladimir Jackson left Kwithlik last Thursday, headed to Russian Mission on his Ski-Doo 550 with a big load. He towed another snow machine and a wooden freight sled. He had not made it to Russian Mission after 5 hours on the trail, which he knew well. State Troopers says it normally takes 3 to 4 hours. Jackson's machine had gotten stuck and he was unable to restart it. At that point, he began walking towards Russian Mission. Searchers went out from Kwithlik, Russian Mission, and Alakak, but were not able to find him. The next day, search crews from Russian Mission found Jackson alive and took him to safety. An effort to coax more Alaskans into getting a flu shot has prompted the State Division of Public Health to continue its fee waiver for flu vaccines. Free vaccines will be available at all state public health centers in Alaska for certain Alaskans. State-supplied vaccines are available at no charge to all children under the age of 3 and to anyone 3 and older who does not have health insurance. The free vaccines are also for people with insurance that does not cover vaccinations or if they have not yet met their deductible. The $28 fee waiver is in effect through the end of March 2014. The state has confirmed 242 cases of the flu, mostly in the last 3 weeks. H1N1, commonly called swine flu, is the dominant strain this year, but protection against it is included in this year's vaccine. 2013 had more than its share of drama, and as we turn the page on the new year of news, APRN's Steve Heimel has a look back at some of the highlights with his list of the top 10 news stories of 2013. What was big news in Alaska in some ways depended on where you were. If you were in Galena, it was flooding on the Yukon River in May. In fact, the river flooded again last fall as a storm surge set high waters up the river all the way to Russian Mission from the Bering Sea. Also in the Bering Sea, the sea ice conditions were so jumbled that it was unsafe to hunt walrus, and both Gambell and Savunga on St. Lawrence Island declared economic disasters. If you were in Bristol Bay, you had a particular interest in one of the biggest stories of the year when mining giant Anglo American pulled its investment out of the Pebble Mine and the other big investor, Rio Tinto, gave strong signals that the public opposition was likely to persuade it to pull out as well. You were also stunned by the death of an unarmed village public safety officer, Thomas Maldo, who was shot in the line of duty responding to a person's home in Monacotac. And much of rural Alaska took an avid interest in a report by the bipartisan Tribal Law and Order Commission that said the state government is not capable of centrally maintaining law and order in villages from an urban, centralized location and should be working with tribal courts. But there were some big news stories among the top 10 of the year that were spread all over the state. In Prince William Sound, 2 fishing tenders sank and spilled, and tenders also sank near Haines, Petersburg, and in Bristol Bay. Governor Sean Parnell continued an anti-federal thrust that included investigation of a federal enforcement raid on placer mines, legal action on federal stream jurisdiction, and most notably, refused to expand eligibility to Medicaid, even though the federal government would pay for it, denied health care coverage to tens of thousands of Alaskans. The oil and gas industry was heartened when the state legislature, at Governor Parnell's urging, changed the tax regime, but opponents of that change soon gathered enough signatures to put repealing it on the ballot. In hopes for offshore oil and gas prospects in the Arctic Ocean got a major setback when Shell's drilling rig, Kuluk, went aground while under tow. Another big story still unfolding was the decision by major vendors not to sell Alaska's salmon because it wasn't certified for sustainability by the Marine Stewardship Council. Sodeco changed its mind. Walmart is still on the fence. And rounding out the top 10 stories was a major plane crash at the Sedona airstrip that took the lives of 10 people on their way out on a bear viewing trip. No probable cause has been released for that crash. Alaska is in line for a $2.6 million federal bonus for increasing the number of children enrolled in its health insurance program. Alaska has been meeting federal requirements for the fifth year running that are aimed at improving access to Medicaid for eligible families. KTUU says the State Department of Health and Social Services learned Monday it will be receiving the additional funding as part of the Children's Health Insurance Program Reauthorization Act. To receive the bonus, the state was required to demonstrate it was boosting enrollment in Denali Kid Care, the state's insurance program for low-income families. The state also had to streamline the process for enrollment in the program. Alaska is among 23 states receiving the federal bonus. And looking at the price of gold in New York at this hour, gold is up $8.80 an ounce to $1,206.50 an ounce. Silver is down 13 cents an ounce to $19.54 an ounce. Zinc is at 93 cents a pound. It is unofficially 16 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock.